Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everybody? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. And for those of you guys who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And on this podcast, we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and basically anything scary that you can think about, we are going to talk about it. So if that interests you, make sure to hit that follow button and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
And we also review the latest scary movies. And if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to send those in on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. But before we begin today's episode, we do want to mention something really cool that we have planned. So if for those of you who don't know, Only Murders in the Building did come out on August 8th. Honestly, guys, if you guys have not watched that show, we're going to say this right now. You need to watch it. It is one of the best shows. It has Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and they're like a little team. And it's just like, it's cool because they're trying to, you know, like figure out who the killer is in their building. And this is the third season that just came out. So it's definitely going to be a good one. But we thought, why not team up with another great podcast known as Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie? And if you guys haven't checked them out, definitely check them out. They're like a pop culture podcast. But we are going to be doing this whole little series on August 28th. That episode will be coming out, and we're going to try to figure out who the killer is for this season, which is season 3 of Only Murders in the Building. We're going to have it like a couple weeks just to give it some time to have some episodes come out, and then we're going to try to figure out and solve who the killer is before the end of the season.
And if you don't know who Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie is, we've been featured on their podcast before. We'll leave a link on the description of this episode so you guys can go check them out beforehand before we start doing the series. And you know, turn on your notifications, because like we said, in about 2 weeks we're going to be talking about it and just trying to figure out
who the killer could be. Yeah, and it'll be super fun because it's gonna be interactive. So for those of you who are watching the show, definitely tune into that episode, and maybe you can, like, you know, sit around and maybe, you know, like brainstorm yourself who's the killer for this season. But yes, guys, it will be coming out August 28th, so definitely stay tuned for that. Follow them on their social media pages. It is Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie.
And another thing I want to talk about before we get into today's story is our recent controversy going on with Facebook. Like, it's not a controversy, I'm just playing around. But we first want to thank you guys for, I think probably like by now we're gonna be like almost at 7k followers on, you know, Facebook, which is totally insane. Like within the time span about like 2-3 weeks, which is so crazy. And it is all because of our Balenciaga video. we do like little tiny like clips. We take like a 20 second clip that sounds, you know, more interesting, something that we know that people will comment,
like a cliffhanger kind of deal.
So we posted this Balenciaga thing. We said in the caption, Balenciaga, this is not art. In the Balenciaga episode, we also said that if you practice whatever kind of religion, whether you're religious or not religious, to each is their own. We're just, you know, exposing the little shady stuff that Balenciaga was doing. Well, on that clip, it got over like,
I think like 800 comments or something like that.
It got over 800 comments, like thousands of shares.
Yeah.
And people were just blaming us in the comments. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to talk about it because we thought it was funny. But obviously there was people saying, you know, like, I didn't know about this, or I heard about this, and this is,
or like, I agree, and
actually weird.
Mm-hmm. And like we always say, everybody is to their own opinion. So we're not saying that what they're saying isn't, you know, like, it's just we don't agree with them, you know. And that's the whole thing, it's a disagreement. But it blew up, and we ended up growing from it. And honestly, at the end of the day, like, these people are just thinking, like, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna get him with this comment. But they don't realize that they really did boost us, like, immensely. So
really did.
To the people that were on there that were hating, thank you guys too, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have grown that fast.
But that's enough of us talking, guys. With all that being said, let's get into today's story. And for this one, I think you're going to need, you know, to dim your lights, close your windows, and grab yourself a bowl of popcorn. Maybe a few snacks, because this story is definitely going to be a weird one. Because on December 11th, 2010, in Middleton, Wisconsin, Officer Hoffman received a call around 1 a.m. On the line, there was a man who was frantic and incoherent. He was claiming that somebody was laughing and asking him to come outside and play with him. As he was telling Officer Hoffman this, keep in mind, he was whispering on the phone as if he was trying to make sure this supposed man outside in his house wouldn't hear him.
And honestly, how would you respond to a call like that? Like, somebody's whispering, okay? They're like, hey, like, this guy's like trying, like, laughing, playing with me, like, I need you to come here now. Like, what would you do? Like, would you feel like, as an officer, obviously it's your duty to protect and serve, but like, I'd be like, dang man, someone, like, you're whispering like that and you're saying this, like, I don't know.
I mean, you're a police officer, you can't show like fear, but when it comes to something like that, like, such, like, such a creepy call, I don't even know what I would do, guys. Like, imagine just like 1 a.m. it's dark, you're just patrolling the streets, you get this random call, and then this dude is like saying this on the phone. Like, I it's just like giving me goosebumps right now, just thinking about it.
I guess, like, from an officer's perspective, like, if you've had experience, because you know this guy's had enough experience, I'd be like, okay, maybe the guy that's outside is drunk and he's just trying to play with them, you know, but who knows. But
still be it a creepy situation.
It would. It really would. But Hoffman actually was this, like, heroic veteran with over a decade under his belt in the force. So obviously this guy had experience. He responds to the call, arrived at the location. From this point on, it's kind of like unknown what happened, because about an hour later, emergency services showed up to the location after not hearing from Hoffman. He was no longer responding to calls, and when they would dispatch him, there was nothing. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, in, like, this point of the story, I'm like, what was going on within this hour? Like, what was happening to him?
Yeah, and then when they arrived at the scene, they said that there was nobody there other than his squad car. As they begin to look around, they check the car, and in the car is Hoffman with his body severely harmed and disfigured. But what is even crazier is his body was completely drained of blood.
And I know this kind of sounds weird, but I mean, like, I'd assume that if somebody's body was drained from blood, this would have taken more than just an hour to do so, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what and who did this to him? Like, what if it's something that was human? Like, was it something that was human? Because it seems impossible for a human to be able to do that. But on top of this, at the house that he was dispatched, it was actually vacant and had been vacant for years. So he showed up to this, like, you know,
empty house.
Yeah. Right? So I'm like, who was around him? Like, what was, like, was someone watching him when he arrived? Like, and if his body was drained, like, how the heck did someone do that?
Yeah.
Like, a serial killer? Mm-hmm. Like, someone obviously, with experience, someone who's done this before?
I was about to say, obviously, it has to be somebody with experience that's, like you said, done this before. Because, I mean, draining somebody's blood, like, completely from their body, you have to, like, have done that before.
Yeah, because, like, okay, off topic, I had watched that Lolota show, and, like, they would, like, this, I'm so sorry, guys, if this is too graphic, but they would drain, like, he would drain the bodies, right? Yeah. And, like, in the show, obviously, it's fake, but it'd take him, like, a whole day.
Yeah.
So it's, like, how would this all be happening in an hour?
Mm-hmm. Definitely has to be an experienced person. But after this tragic incident, obviously an investigation was conducted, and I feel like, when, you know, police officers, it's deep because it was one of their own. So they investigated every detail and they tried to look for as many clues as they could, but sadly there was nothing. There were no motives, no suspects, like I said, just nothing. The only thing that they could confirm was the initial caller, who was identified but was never charged in the connection of his death, which personally is kind of confusing to me. Like, I just wonder where this guy was or what he was doing, and, like, what was his intentions?
Right? Because, I mean, like, he called and said, like, hey, like, this guy's laughing. He's telling me, like, you know, come outside to play with him. So it's like, okay, you're where he went to, it was a vacant house.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the part in the story where I couldn't figure out where this, like, the caller, like, the original caller, where he was living. Like, was he across the street? Like, what was going on, you know? That's another thing. But obviously, there's a lot of questions. And this is where things just seem to get even more bizarre and confusing, because they pulled Hoffman's body cam footage and it shows literally nothing that led to his death, other than this dark, grainy image of the inside of his car before turning to static. And guys, let me just describe this image to you, and man, gives me the chills because if you haven't seen it, it's this figure that has a whitish gray face with bulging eyes and a black line in the center of his face. This thing's nose, too, like, it doesn't look like a normal nose. It looks like an upside-down heart. And the figure's smile is wide with creases spreading on the sides of his face, and his head is oddly shaped, kind of like the shape of a turtle. You know, like, the little, it's like oval kind of, right? But imagine seeing this on the body cam, like, pure silence, then boom, static. And, like, look, I'm just going to show you because I don't think you've seen the picture yet,
yeah,
right?
I haven't seen the picture. Honestly, I haven't heard of this story. That's scary.
Are you ready to see this picture? Because, man.
Yeah. What the heck?
Exactly.
Guys, that's weird. That's very weird.
And, like, you get what I mean? Like, the nose looks like an upside-down heart.
Yeah, and if... Ooh! If you guys haven't seen it or any of that, we'll post it. It'll be on our podcast announcement when an episode comes out. Go check it out on Instagram or Facebook. Dang. Nah, that's
weird. What
would
you do? What would you do, though? Like, you're looking at, like, this guy's body cam footage, and out of nowhere, boom, that's the picture you see.
I don't even know.
I know, because it scared me looking at it all over again. Honestly, guys, when I was doing this story, too, I kept, like, skipping past the picture part, and then I'd cover it with my hand because I'm like, man, I can't look at this while I'm working this episode.
Guys, there's some stories where it gets like that, you know. Sometimes you'll like see a creepy picture and I'll just look away and like scroll down to where there's more info, and then, you know, keep writing a script for us. But nah, if I saw that picture like on our officer's body cam, like, I don't, how would you explain that? Like, exactly. I guess when it comes down to it, that person that called probably was right. What if it was this thing telling him to come outside, you know, like, and play?
Yeah.
And what if he wasn't, like, actually, like, so, like, making this up?
And, like, another thing is, too, if he's telling him that, he must have been close to his house.
Yeah.
To where he could hear that, right? But continuing on, the weird thing is, I could not find, like, much info other than what we, like, you know, told you guys. And when I would search it up on Google, there's only, like, one picture of this officer, like, Officer Hoffman, and only a few articles. So I'm still unsure if this is just a made-up story, if this really happened, because it's so freaking weird. But whether or not it happened, I want you guys to look up this picture for yourselves, and you tell me what you think this figure is, because I'm not gonna lie, I don't really think it's human. It just, like, it doesn't look like a mask. It doesn't look like face paint, because, like, the way this person's, like, head is shaped, it just looks really weird. Another thing is, too, like, they literally said they couldn't find anything. So this poor, like, officer just passed away with, like, nothing other than knowing that he went there to do his duty, and he passed away.
Unless it was a very, like, disturbed person. Like, oh, what if, God. You know, like, when people get into, like, fires and they kind of, like, get, like, burnt, and then, you know, their nose, it gets, like, taken off.
Yeah.
And it looks like what if somebody's nose were to burn off.
Like a burn
like
victim.
Like, just your skull, you know? Yeah. That's what it looks like to me. So what if it was, like, just a very, like, disturbed person who went through something, like, traumatic and actually did this to this officer, and, you know, maybe he has done it before if he drained the blood of this officer so quickly.
I don't know. This story is definitely a weird one.
It is very haunting. It's just like that McGrady tape one that we did.
Oh, I hate that one.
That picture was so bad. If you guys haven't heard that episode, definitely go check it out.
I literally, guys, I cannot, like, I got that image out of my head until you brought it up again. Yeah. No, I hate that picture.
But yeah, guys, this is the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed, don't forget to leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. And stay tuned for our murder mystery series with Sipping Tea with Joey and Marie, where we will be trying to unravel who the killer is on this season of Only Murders in the Building. So without further ado, we are out. Peace.